David didn't answer. He had taken out the materials for the cast, and now he concentrated on applying the plaster. It had been a long time since he'd done this. Usually he set the bone and left the rest to the nurse, and he found it comforting. Paul's arm was small, and the cast grew steadily, white as a bleached shell, as bright and seductive as a sheet of paper. In a few days it would be turning a dull gray, covered with bright childhood graffiti. 3 months, David said. 3 months and you'll have the cast off.
That's almost a whole summer, Nora said.
What about Little League? Paul asked. What about swimming?
No baseball, David said, and no swimming. I'm sorry.
But Jason and I are supposed to play Little League.
I'm sorry, David said as Paul dissolved into tears.
You said nothing would happen, Nora said, and now he has a broken arm just like that. It could have been his neck, his back.
David felt tired all of a sudden, torn up about Paul, exasperated with Nora, too. It could have been, yes, but it wasn't, so stop, okay? Just stop it, Nora.
Paul had gone still and was listening intently, alert to the altered tones and cadences of their voices. What, David wondered, would Paul remember of this day?
Imagining his son into the uncertain future, into a world where you could go to a protest and end up dead with a bullet in your neck, David shared Nora's fear. She was right. Anything could happen. He put his hand on Paul's head, the bristle of his crew cut sharp against his palm.
I'm sorry, Dad,
Paul said, his voice small.
I didn't mean to ruin the pictures.
David, after a second's confusion, remembered his roar hours earlier when the darkroom lights went on, Paul standing stricken with his hand on the switch, too scared to move.
Oh, no. No, son, I'm not mad about that. Don't worry.
He touched Paul's cheek.
The pictures don't matter. I was just tired this morning, okay?
Paul traced his finger along the edge of the cast.
I didn't mean to frighten you, David said. I'm not upset.
Can I listen to the stethoscope?
Of course.
David slid the black wands of the stethoscope into Paul's ears and squatted down. The cool metal disc he placed on his own heart. From the corner of his eye, he saw Nora watching them. Away from the bright motion of the party, she carried her sadness like a dark stone clenched in her palm. He longed to comfort her, but he could think of nothing to say. He wished he had some kind of X-ray vision for the human heart, for Nora's and his own.
I wish you were happier, he said softly. I wish there were something I could do.
You don't have to worry, she said. Not about me.
Don't I?
David breathed in deeply so that Paul could hear the rush of air. No, I got a job yesterday.
A job?
Yes, a good job.